more time with all our hearts.
Oh, He's all.
Softly, let's all bow our heads. I have an email from Brother Ernie from the Philippines and the catastrophe that's happened there. He sent me an email to pray for those, and he's given me some names here. So what I'd like to do is, we've all got our heads bowed. It's hard to remember them all, but as I say one of them, can you just pray for that brother and his church and his congregation? Maybe the Lord may even let you see what he looks like. And just sympathize with them. Just imagine if you lost your house or your church or some family member or something of that sort. So let me just read these to you. These are all the pastors. Pastor Augustine Sales. Pastor Ronald Mapa. Pastor Duardo. Pastor Arturo. Pastor Romeo. Pastor Yerjoin. And Pastor Alex, and of course, Pastor Ernie. Lord Jesus, we just lift these brothers and their congregations to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you just be their providing hand in this time. Knowing, Lord, that this is the end time and destructions will come, Lord, and this world will bring forth the millennium. So, Lord, we know that the righteous will be saved from all the adversities. Lord, even amidst judgment, Lord, you won't judge the righteous. Lord, I pray that you would. Your providing hand would go to each one of these brothers and their congregations, Lord. And may they just have a rest and hope in Jesus Christ, that all things are working together for good, Lord, and that you're going to bring them out of all troubles. Heal their sick, save their lost. Bring just such a revival in their souls through this, that Satan and all his tactics will just be so frustrated by the power of God unleashed through this. We commit them to you now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Let's open up our Bibles tonight. Hebrews chapter 10. Say, I sure appreciate Brother Josh coming for us on Friday and Sunday, preaching about the love of God. And any real Christian knows that that's the foundation. That's everything right there. Is either you're in the love of God or you're not. And there's no middle ground for that. The Christian life, the life of God, always lives for others. It's always a loving character. And we'll get into what that really means here today. It's not just lovey-dovey, puppy dog, everybody else in the world thinks. It's real love. Straight and narrow love. Love that tells the truth, even when it hurts, even when it cuts, because you know in the long run a lie ain't no good anyways. Amen. So let's turn there. I sure appreciate Brother Josh coming for us. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's go to verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. like to preach tonight the thought, willful sinners in the hands of the living God. Willful sinners in the hands of the living God. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. We pray that your spirit will come, anoint it, Lord, and preach the truth that we might know how to be prepared for this age. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We look into the Word of God. We know for the Christian there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We know for the Christian there's been ways made out of every adversary, out of every trouble that could ever come. There's always a way out. God never tempts us above anything we're not able to bear. We are always able to bear because through Him we have power over all things. But we have to preach both sides of this gospel story now. It's not all rosebuds and lily pads and laying down on the beach. And that's not the gospel. That might be some 2013 gospel, but that's not the truth. The gospel is the same today as it always has been. And as last week, we talked about entering into the holies and holies and how many enjoyed the word last week. I sure did as well. We had a good old jumping time, didn't we? Because we found ourselves over there. But tonight, I'm sorry, I don't know if we're going to be able to have a jumping fit when we start speaking about what's really going to happen to this world, to those who have rejected the grace of God. Now, you can go ahead and get excited. That's all right, because it's the word anyhow. Amen. If the word cuts me and tells me I'm wrong, I'll tell you what, I can scream and jump and run the aisles the same as when it tells me the grace that's been extended to me, because it's the word anyhow. And that's the proof of whether you're a Christian or not. It doesn't matter what the word's got to say. It doesn't matter what your feelings are. You accept it anyhow, and you say, yes, Lord. Yes. And it's still joy unspeakable and full of glory to you, because a Christian doesn't want to walk in sin. They know better than that. They don't want to walk ignorant. They don't want to say, oh, I'm doing this wrong, but Lord, you know, just let me feel good about it. Lord, tear me from high to high. Amen. So that I know how to walk right before you. Yes. That's right. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. And I know you're tired of hearing this, but we gotta hit these first few verses a little bit one more time, and I think then we'll maybe move on. We know, I trust the Lord for this stuff. I'd wondered why I felt to go back and not move on in that scripture just yet, but as we found out Friday night, Brother Josh picked up the same scripture that I had left off on. So he's just, God is so wonderful, isn't he?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah. And we just think these little things, oh, this is just by chance, this just happened, this. Everything in our lives is just so perfectly orchestrated that if you'll just sit back and quit getting all worried about it, quit getting all frustrated about it, trying to figure out God's hand, right? Just sit back and say, Lord, you show it to me, you'll see. Oh yeah, it's all hitting right on. Right on. Even in the midst of death. Even in the midst of adversity. Even in the midst of looking like the world is falling apart around you. If you'll let God look through it. And not through your eyes. Now, let God. Where's God supposed to dwell now? I hope you understand. In you. Let God look at the situation. It changes everything.
Oh yes.
Amen.
So even when we look at this, if we'll look through the eyes of God, we'll understand that this is something that must happen. This must come to pass. There's no getting around it. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. We know there's plenty of Christians out there, even in this message, we got tape believers that just want to sit at home and just say, well, Brother Branham's my pastor, and I just know that's the pure word. These ministers nowadays, they just, you know, they didn't quite got it. They might be close, but it's not close enough for me. I'm just going to sit home and listen to tapes. Find a quote, Brother Branham says, not as the manner of some is, he says, as unbelievers. That's their manner to do that, because that's what happens when you leave real Christianity. You will be an isolationalist automatically. You'll never get away from it, and that's what the Nicolaitanism, I can never say that word just right, but you know what I mean, Nicolaitanism is to say, we are the saved, we are the called, and we're going to come over here into this little pavilion by ourselves, and everybody else is out. You're done. That's what it always ends up as. And don't let the message become the same thing.
Yes.
It's not God's ordained way.
Amen. Oh, amen.
The Christian always puts the hand back out, reaching for his brother.
Yes.
Oh, they'll cut it, they'll bruise it, they'll beat it. You put it out again anyhow. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they steal. I don't care if they break your car window. I don't care what they do. You are commanded to love them. Bless them that curse you.
Uh-huh.
Pray for them that despitefully use you.
Right.
That didn't just go over just quite good, did it? So what happens? We go back to reason, don't we? He owes me $10. I need to get that $10 back.
I thought you had a father with a cattle on 1,000 hills.
That's
what
are
you worried about a little $10 for?
It reminds me of the story. You all know where I'm going. The judge or the king, and he forgave this servant and didn't have enough money. And it was some crazy amount of money now. And he just forgave him because he had mercy on him. And then he went and for a guy with what, maybe $20 at the most, he wouldn't forgive that man. He wanted judgment. Woo! And that's what Matthew 7:1, where it says, if you know, don't judge lest you be judged. That's what it's talking about. It's not saying don't preach against sin. It's saying if you're going to hold somebody to a standard, you better be doing it too.
Right, amen.
And if you expect the mercy of God, you better be able to extend it as well.
That's right.
Or you might as well just quit trying to be a Christian because you ain't going to get to first base because you're going to be so self-righteous. I don't care what preacher, I don't care if it's Brother Branham. He will not convince you that you are doing wrong. It takes a humble heart. It takes one that knows that they are saved purely, 100% because of the mercy of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That when he walked up to Calvary, if it wasn't for that, I might as well just bury myself right now and forget it. Because I ain't got a chance in the world. I ain't good by no means. And I'm saying I ain't no good in my flesh. I'm just worthless. Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And you've already known what I've had to say about that. We need to get to church. Church. Is that right? And then Brother Bram said, every time those doors are open, you should be sitting there waiting to get in. And what does it do if you don't do that? Well, it just might show you a little self-love still. She's supposed to love the brother. And if I love somebody, I want to be around them.
Sure.
All right. We're going to let it sink in tonight. I ain't rushing. The word is the word regardless. Something else comes up. Well, you know, I just got too busy doing this. I couldn't make it tonight. Remember, you ain't supposed to love each other by the flesh now. We don't know man after the flesh. We love by the Spirit. Right. And for you to say you're going to forsake being with the brothers and the sisters, you're actually forsaking the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Can we see it as that perspective now instead of being all carnal and going, oh, he's just picking on me because I couldn't make it. That's not what I'm saying. The word is still the word. We don't want to be like unbelievers. We want to be Christians. And Christians fellowship together in the Spirit.
Amen.
Not just together. Now, we ain't here to get together and play Yahtzee and Scrabble. We are here to be in the presence of God together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because how many enjoys the presence of God?
Yes.
And how could you stay out? How can you stay out of the presence of God if that's what you love?
Amen.
I just think some of us maybe need to fall in love with God a little bit more.
That's right.
Wouldn't be such a struggle to get in the house of God, would it?
Right.
I hope that clears that up. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. Do you see how wonderfully that's placed right after that? Because what will Satan attack right off the bat? Right when you start saying you're going to serve God, what will he attack? Try to isolate you so he can take you out.
Yes.
And that starts first, getting you out of church, right? Get you out. That gets you out of just fellowshipping together. Now look, that's good too. Now I ain't the major now, but we should be able to be friends.
Amen.
You want to have a good service, know everybody that's in the service.
That's right.
Amen.
Then you don't have to worry about, I wonder what Brother So-and-so thinks about me. No, I just talked to him before this. We hung out. We both want to be in the presence of God. I don't need to worry about that. Get thee behind me, Satan. But if you don't know Brother So-and-so, and when that happens and things, we have to overcome those thoughts, don't we?
Yep.
But just rest assured, if something's telling you not to praise, it's the devil.
Right.
Is that okay?
Amen.
You show me one time in the Bible where they praise, you know, reverentially. And they came into the house of God. Nobody got too excited. Just came in nice and quiet. Anybody seen that in the Bible anywhere? Give me one example, please. One example of a person who wasn't able to put their heart into it. And I ain't just talking joint, jumping around too. We can go all the way on that end, but I'm sorry, most message churches ain't got that problem.
Amen.
Is that fair enough to say? Most message churches don't worry. We don't need to worry about fanaticism just yet. We need to do something. When the presence of God shows up, if you have no reaction, you might want to check your experience. Because you might not actually believe this. Because if you don't believe it, that unbelief will hinder you, not God. God will still come where two or three are gathered in his name. But if you want any benefit from it, you must believe it and act accordingly.
Yes.
Amen.
Sure.
Sure. You say, if Jesus was here, I would do this. I would shout out, He is here. I don't need somebody to tell me He's here. I know He's here because He said so. And I'm a believer, and I'm going to praise Him like I believe it.
Yes.
Amen.
Like I said, not everybody worships the same way, but you better be putting your heart into it, or it's not accepted before God. If it's a formality, if it's a religion, you might as well quit. You can do that same in the home. You want your marriage to fall apart? Just make it a religion. Just make it a structure. I just do this, and don't just take the love right out of it.
Sure.
And watch your household, what it'll turn into. It turns into what most Christians' experiences, so-called Christians' experiences are. Well, we read our Bibles, you know, when we find time. Not really a priority or anything, because you don't really love the Lord enough to know that this is Him. When you partake of the Word, you're not just reading some newspaper that's boring you to death. And if the Word of God bores you, again, you might want to go back and figure out where you left Christ. Because Christ is the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many wants to fall in love with the Lord? Just like you, just like the first day.
Yeah.
Just everything you got.
Yeah.
And it's all right. You go ahead and worship and praise and love Him anyways. You ain't looking at me. I ain't here to pump you up. We are here to worship God.
Yes. Amen.
And as the Word goes forth, you got something to praise Him for. You can do it.
Yes. Amen.
And there's times where the brokenhearted, we just read that, I believe in the Psalms, where He's close to those that are of a broken heart. But that is worshiping the same too, because that person's heart needs healing.
Amen.
And if you'll give that with all your heart, don't hold back. Oh, Lord, if you want to help me, Lord, I need help.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
How many are you tired of wasting your time when you approach God, going half-hearted about it? Did you ever get any results out of that? I know I haven't. It's when you just get down and you're like, forget it. I'm just going to pray with everything I got. I'm just going to say it like it is. And then He shows up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's just like Brother Branham when he was looking for God. Remember, he tried to write Him a letter. It didn't work. He tried to get down and fold his hands a certain way. It didn't work. The devil came by and said, you waited too long. You're done for. And he said, oh boy, there it came then. Jesus, I've always wanted to do this. I love You, Lord. Help me, help me. I need a Savior. He said, He showed up then. Don't blame God because you don't see God. Don't blame the ministry because you don't see God. Don't blame the building. It's your fault. Are you putting your whole heart into it?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Are you holding the littlest amount of pride back? Going, I'd worship, but you know, I'm a man. I've got dignity. You all laughing, but you know it's the truth anyhow.
Sure.
Yes.
You look like a fool sometimes when you go, glory to Jesus, thank You, Jesus. And you're just sobbing tears all over it. Yeah, that's what God wants out of us. He wants us to be little children, and we want something from Papa, and we're just going to say, Jesus, help me.
Amen. Amen. That's
Papa right. God, come help me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm scared. I'm lost. I'm whatever it might be. What kind of loving father wouldn't take care of their kid after that?
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. That's good.
Do you realize that what we do in this life, it's just the type of what God really has. Just the love that we have as fathers to our children, children to our fathers, wives, husbands. That's just the type. That's just the shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of how God loves us.
Amen.
You're telling me your hand only gets this high when you want to praise? You're telling me your voice can only squeak out a little? Amen. Just once in a while. Talking full hearted, give it all you have. Not because of brother, so not because, not even because I'm preaching, just because you love it.
Amen.
Can we just worship God because we just love Him?
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you ain't doing that, guess what? You're not worshiping God.
Amen.
You're worshiping a church, or you're worshiping a religion, you're worshiping some tradition you've come from.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. For if we sin willfully, verse 26, stay with me now. After that, we have received the knowledge of the truth. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And if Paul would have stopped there, they would have said, my, this God, He doesn't make whole. I thought He came to say, you remember what He just got done saying? You know, we've been given access to the holies of holies, and God is just so merciful. He didn't even worry about the law. He came and fulfilled it all Himself and gave us the blood. What is this, Paul? What are you talking about? For if we sin, and remember, break down sin now. That ain't just doing this wrong, doing that. It's because you don't believe.
Yes.
if we disbelieve God on purpose after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. Cain did that. You understand? He received the knowledge of what the truth was. Right. God came to him and said, give the sacrifice just like your brother. And yes. He retained that knowledge. He understood it.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
But he disbelieved it anyways. Because we know his greed. He wanted to be ruler. Of course he did. But he didn't believe God would really fulfill that word. Because he knew in his heart, I don't love him. He won't do nothing for me.
Right.
Wow. You see the perspective now.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And remember, Paul, as he lays down the book of Hebrews, he had a specific group he was talking about, those old Jews, right, trying to hold on to that law. So he says, all right, we'll show you how to parallel this with where you're at right now. And sometimes we just need to do that with people on the road, all right? When you're testifying to somebody, ain't time to go preach something so way up here, but step 10, we ain't done step 1.
Amen.
Find out where they're at. Not just in your own intellect either, but let the Spirit of God work with that person. You'll be able to pull out what little they have of God. Because every person that has any little hunger for God, there's a chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any little hunger, there's a chance that in there,
that's right.
Way down in the recesses,
that's right.
Could be a seed.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And where does God work through?
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Who will go for us? Isn't that what he told Isaiah? Why didn't he just go himself?
Right.
It's not God's ordained way, is it?
Yeah.
He said, here am I, Lord. Send me.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul goes to lay this out to these Jews to tell them a parallel that they might understand in verse 28. He said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And they could have related to that. They go, oh yeah, we've seen that. We've seen those that just said, you know what, I'm going to commit adultery anyways, and they deserve to die.
Wow.
That's the truth now. That's what it is. And that absolute for the word for that day, back before the grace came, that's what they should have done. That was the word. Verse 29. And of how much sore punishment suppose ye? We talk about that gift of wisdom, or the word of wisdom when somebody... What about you? You think about this for a minute, Jews. You that think you're righteous by the law. What kind of punishment do you think you deserve if you take this blood and trample it under your feet and say that it's worthless, it's unholy?
Wow.
What do you think you deserve? Well, we've already laid out who this man really was. He wasn't some little Jew that just came out of nowhere. This was Melchizedek made flesh.
Yes.
He was the man that Abraham paid tithes to, yes. Made flesh. And you are taking him and putting him under your feet and saying it's unholy.
Oh, all right.
And people wouldn't do that to an image of Jesus Christ. Most people wouldn't that have any sort of respect for God wouldn't take that picture and stomp on it. But you'll take the word and you'll stomp all over it.
Sure.
I know the word says to be holy as he is holy, but I think I can drink once in a while. That's all right. You should hear the things I have to hear from students all the time. Some things I can't even say right here.
Wow.
And I have to go, you are so deceived. Your own conscience bears witness against you because of the guilt on your face as you tell me this. What do you think it is for people when they say, oh yeah, I'll make a church, I'll be there, and they never show up? Who did they lie to?
Right.
Not you and me, that wouldn't mean much of anything, right? They lied to him.
Yes.
And of how much sore punishment do you think it is for a person to stand in the face of God and lie?
Right.
He said, oh, nobody could do that. As we just said, Cain didn't have a problem with that, did he?
That's right.
He said, my brother's keeper. What kind of arrogance was that? Come from his old papa, didn't it?
Sure.
That old slicker Satan, he don't mind talking bad about God either, does he? But their day will come. And that's what we're getting into now. Willful sinners now. There was a day gone by where you could have been a sinner and you didn't know necessarily what was right and wrong. The word wasn't revealed. But not this day. There's no excuse. God has come and opened the word from giver to giver.
Yes.
And people still choose to be sinners nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
There was a day in Martin Luther's time where they didn't know you had to be sanctified to serve God, and God winked at their ignorance. But not this day.
Amen.
It's not just sinners. And that's why Brother Branham says, why does this age have to go through a tribulation period? Because it turned out the most vindicated message to ever hit the earth.
Amen.
To where even the prophet could stand and said, Jesus Christ has had more success in Jeffersonville than he did in his whole ministry.
That's right.
That's right.
And that ain't him boasting it on. He said that for, he said, what? I didn't say I had success now. He said, he had success through my ministry. Because you got to remember, this is the golden time right now. And God knew that, so he gave all his word. How much more should we give him all our heart?
Amen.
How much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified? Remember, Christ died for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
And they're taking what was their pardoning grace and throwing it on the ground and stomping all over it saying, we don't care. Wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Why is that? For you to turn down the blood of Christ, the only way you can do that now is to turn down the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because the physical blood is not here to spill on the ground and trample under your feet, but the Spirit of God dwells on the earth. And how much longer, I don't know. But it does right now. How many still believe that?
Yeah.
The door of grace is still open, and don't you never close it.
Amen.
God never told us to close the door. He said, yeah, go ahead and take care of that.
Right.
Too many times people want to go ahead and say, well, it's over. You trampled underfoot the Son of God. But they would have done that with Paul, wouldn't they? When he was killing Christians left and right, they probably thought, oh, you're done for, buddy. You never know how far the grace of God can go.
Amen.
And just when you put God in that box, oh, he can't forgive this, he can't forgive it, he'll come around and forgive it, won't he?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And if you'll realize, you know, that one time you spoke bad about brother so-and-so, you're just as guilty as Moses when he took out an Egyptian and killed him because you were a murderer.
Right. Yes.
It's not too hard to extend grace anymore, is it?
Right.
Even the things that we already knew was bad should have been enough for us to say, you know what? I'm done trying to do this on my own. I'm just going to go ahead and quit.
Yeah.
And accept the pardoning grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. Alright, go ahead and take that home with you now. The Lord will take care of it. We don't have to defend ourselves. Remember, Peter was lied to his face. He didn't have to worry about it. Before he probably even thought, he said, you're going to die before you walk out of here. I'm sure he didn't even realize what he had just said before. There he went. Then he realized that his wife has lied as well, and he didn't worry about it. He let them go ahead and come back, do what they wanted to do, and he stepped up there and said, how much did you sell for? This much? He said, why have you lied to us?
No.
Nobody says. He said, why did you lie to the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
That's right.
The people in this last day, they don't realize it. They don't. And that's why we should have the same spirit of Christ that says they don't know what they're doing. When they lie to you and I, and not just you and I, but to anybody with the Spirit of Christ in them, when they lie, they're not lying to you and I. That's not the problem. They are lying to the Almighty God and expecting Him to have mercy. Of how much sore punishment pulls you? A man that looks God in the face says, I hate you. I hate you. Because if you hate the Word, you hate Him.
Amen.
You tell them baptism in Jesus Christ's name, oh my, they will blow up like a boiled up frog, won't they? You tell them God ain't no Trinity, he ain't a schizopath, he ain't three minds, he's one. Ooh, buddy, you better watch out. They're not despising you now. They despise the Spirit of Christ within you. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And that's why most people that aren't Christians necessarily or even, don't even have a God respect, because they don't believe one word in that expression there. Living God. Because if you take enough time to back up, let's say you didn't even believe, and just say for a minute, what if he really is alive? And he's not just this idea somebody came up with, but he's a person that can stand and can talk and can move his arm and whose image I am made out of. That's and right. He made everything.
Right.
And I'm going to fall into his hands, not of mercy now, Because if you fall in his hands of mercy, you're in the blood of Christ. You receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right. And for us, we ain't afraid to fall in his hands. It's the only place I want to be.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and be a Christian now. Is that all right? Anybody still sinner here? Well, let's hope not, right?
That's right.
Really, when it comes down to it, there's only two people who know. That's you and God.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the devil don't really know.
That's right.
Remember, only God knows the hearts of man.
Right.
And that's really where God matters. That's all that matters to God. Right. But don't tell me you got something in your heart, something coming out on the outside a little bit different. You're a liar.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? You know that's what the word said. A good tree has to bring forth good fruit. It's just the way the law of God works. And if you're really a predestinated seed of God, I ain't talking about no flesh now. I'm talking about the desire in your heart. When you look at the word, you're trying to follow it with every bit of strength you have in Christ now. Not legalism. I hope you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
where it's just your desire to love God.
Right.
And when you don't disappoint him, you don't want to just lay down and say, forget it. You're saying, where is he? Lord, I'm sorry I disappointed you. Because you fell in love. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. How many's heard of that sermon a little bit? It says, sinners in the hands of an angry God. It's from Jonathan Edwards back in 1741. It's actually, if you just type in sinners, you know, in like Google or whatever, it's like the first thing that comes up. Sinners in the hands of the angry God. And that's one thing I've realized in the message of the hour. You don't hear about hell too much anymore, do you?
Nope.
And to think we've got more people going to hell than ever before, and we don't talk about it. Hell's real. Hell's a real place. Hell is not something that we need to take lightly. It exists, and people head there every day. Well, how could a God that loves and cares for us and died on the cross for us, how could he send people to hell? Let me just read a few quotes to you. Is that all right? Question and answers 2, session 254. Oh, I could stand there for an hour and just showing them my brother and sister, that's right, ever who you may be. Don't you get this spirit of God mixed up. Wars are God's judgments upon the nations. Destructions are sent of God. The Bible said so. And God is a God of love, but God is a God of wrath also. And you're not going to stand before a loving... That's been the thing that's hurt the church today. Some loving father, of course, he wouldn't mind me doing this. If you want to do it, you might as well go on and do it, because the love of God's not in you to begin with. We're fixing to take communion just in a moment. I want this to really sink into you. The thing of it is, what's in your heart will produce. It'll make your life.
Amen.
What kind of a seed you put in the ground will produce after its kind. And how can you take a popcorn plant and make a Jimson weed out of it? You couldn't do it no more than you could take a grain of corn and make a cocklebird. You couldn't make them because they're two different natures, two different lives altogether. You might take a Jimson weed seed and an onion seed, and they look so perfectly alike till the very best man couldn't tell them apart. That's right. The only thing you have to do is plant them. They both look alike naturally, but plant them. They both will produce, and one will be in Jimson weed, and the other one will be in onion. That's exactly right. See, why? What makes this seed? It looks just like this. This produced a different kind of a life. It's because the kind of life is in it. And a man or woman that professes to be a Christian and don't live that kind of life by the grace of God... Go ahead and keep that in the quote now. Don't go ahead and take that out.
That's right.
You live by the grace of God now. And a man or woman that professes to be a Christian and don't live that kind of life by the grace of God is a Jimson weed. By their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
If that thing's in your heart, bears record of what you are somewhere else. If it's evil, it bears record that you're down here. When you die, you just go to where you are already. I thought we were dwelling in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
If you die, you just go where you are already.
Amen.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just love this next part. Because he just said, if you're bad, you're going to head down there. Now watch what he says here. And if you're good, and you're good because God has made you good, and you're born again.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. You're bound to go that way.
Amen.
Because that life will have to bear record with this place. If it bears record of here, that's where you go. If it bears record up there, that's where you go.
Amen.
Amen.
Because all of this, you're never going to get away from it. God has foreordained this entire plan from start to finish. And if you don't have, if you weren't in the thoughts of God, if you don't have a seat of God, you don't have a chance.
Right.
How many still guessing whether you're seated or not? We've already shown you. What was the evidence God gave to the church to show them who they were? It was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not some other spirit, not a lesser spirit. His spirit comes and dwells you. The life you bear now is not your own. It is Him. And it's the same God producing the same life with the same works and the same character. That's how we can have boldness in the day of judgment. For as He is, so are we now in
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's got to be an anchor in your soul or the wrath of God abides on you.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Got a few more here, if that's all right. You got patience tonight to hear this. As I thought on my ways, somebody sing on your ways through this. It's all right to talk about evil sometimes because we need to make sure that this ain't infiltrating our lives somewhere because God is not mocked.
Right.
Doesn't matter if you're born again. Doesn't matter if you're sealed. It doesn't matter if you do wrong. You deserve your chastisement.
Amen. Amen.
God is not mocked. What a man sows, he reaps it.
Amen.
Sometimes, I'm reading now. Now God, He's a good God. Or Robert says He's a good God, and that's true. He is a good God. And yet He's more than a good God. He's a God of wrath too. Don't you think He's too good now that He won't keep His word and He will excuse you? He never does that. His holiness requires Him to be just. He's a just God He's a just God besides a good God. He's good, but He also requires justice. And His law requires Him to be just. He must keep it. And people think that, you know, God shouldn't do that. He should just look past everybody's faults and let everybody go into heaven. But oh my, let somebody steal $100 from them and they want the law on their case now. Throw them in the jail 10 years. I don't care.
Right.
And how puny and worthless things in this life is compared to a man's soul.
Yes.
And if you need a number, Jesus said, your one soul is worth more than 10,000 worlds. Makes your car kind of fall in the shadows a little bit, doesn't it? Same with your house and all these things that we hold so dear, don't we? Our clothes, they gotta be this, none of that matters when it's all down. The bottom of the road where real reality strikes when you realize I am falling in the hands of a living God.
Amen.
A God that has feelings, a God that has joy, a God that has anger. God that has love. I know it's hard to say, but a God that has hate. It's the truth nonetheless. He said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. He said, I hate the deeds of the Naphtalians.
That's right.
And I believe it's in Proverbs. He said there's eight things that the Lord hates. In order to be good, He must be just. Let me read one more. Actually, I got a few more, but one more right on this line. Pursuing 62. People say, well, He's too good. He's too good to do it. God is so good. I believe that. I believe God is good. And I'm never going to get rid of it. I believe God is a good God.
Amen.
For what we deserve,
Amen.
My goodness, He is so good.
Yes, sir.
He is so merciful. He is so loving. But He's not a little old doty grandpa either. You don't just lay on His word and say, well, I wrote that down, but I just can't do it. No, not our God. If He said it, He's going to do it. A teenage boy said not long ago in our town, our city, he said, you know what? He said, God is so good, Brother Branham. He said, God is so good, He just lets me do anything. He said, He don't care, He don't mind, because He is just so good to me. Nonsense. That's Brother Branham's next word. That wasn't me, no. He said it. Nonsense. God is a good God. We hear so much about Him being a good God, and I believe He is a good God. That's right. He is a good God. But if He's a good God, He's got to be a just God. He can't give us a commandment to do something another, and we disobey and expect to escape the judgment. He's also a God of wrath, a God of judgment. That's what makes Him a good God, because He keeps His word.
Amen.
He watches over it, so we can expect to do wrong So we can't expect to do wrong these things that we do and get by with it. It's not so. He is good. That is true. I don't want you to misunderstand me, but God is a good God. That is exactly right. But remember, the only way he can be a good God, to be good, is to be just. And if he's just, he has to keep his own commandments. And if he keeps his commandments, it's wrong for Christians to intolerate with the world. It's wrong. We shouldn't do it. We're to be a different person.
Right.
And we're only venturing out, pursuing it without actual authority. God's word gives us the authority, and that's the authority we should stand on, is what God said.
Amen.
So again, when he says, be ye holy as I am holy, be ye perfect as I am perfect, that should be such a reality to you and I, that when sin comes to the door, we don't just let it run over rampant and do whatever it says.
Right.
There should be a resistance to evil. Amen. To be good, you must hate evil.
Amen.
Let's say Brother Russell had cancer. And that's a life. We understand that. That's not just some medical. That's a life in him. Mm-hmm. How can I love Brother John and the cancer at the same time, when one of them is killing the other one?
Right. Yeah.
In order to love him, I must hate the cancer that is killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we preach on sin? Why do we hit it so hard? Because if people die sinners, you go to hell.
Right.
Right.
And for a man to willfully be a sinner is a terrible state to be in. A man walking in ignorance, as you and I have before we met Christ, we walked in ignorance.
That's right.
There was always that little anchor deep down, but there were things we just did it. We just didn't know no different. But one day, once the revelation came, aren't you glad it wasn't just knowledge, but it was a life that struck your heart? The word didn't just go in one ear and, oh, that's nice guy, but who cares? It got trapped in the middle, didn't it? And that old fight with the mind. Look, that's how it works. And it goes in the ears, and then it goes into the warfare.
Uh-huh.
And if you just let it go right on out the other ear, or out your mouth, that's usually where most people's word go. Just out your mouth, they just confess what the old devil had to say, and to let the word drop right into your heart.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Then you're walking a different person.
Amen.
It's not you. It's not the life that you and I live. It's him living his life through you. And I'm not taking away from predestination. There's only one way that could ever have been in the first place. Is God foreordained and saw you over there. And that life that you have was always within you.
Amen.
I understand that, church. That is the truth of the matter. And you must know that that's you. You must.
Amen.
Unbelief does not hinder God. 62. We hear so much today about God being a good God, and that's true. He is a good God. We believe that. He's also a God of judgment. In order to be good, he has to bring judgment.
Right.
To keep his law, there must be a penalty to law, or law is not affected.
Yes.
If there's a law that says to run a stoplight is against the law, then if there's no penalty to that law to be executed, then the law is no good at all.
Right.
Just might as well run it or anything you want to, because there's no law.
Right.
And you know what? If people really believe the word that way, I would tell them, go ahead, do whatever you want, because you don't understand the laws of God anyway.
That is right.
You think it's a law that has no backing, because you don't think there's a living God behind it who wrote it down. You think it's just some idea that some men came up with and they happened to put it down in a book, and people reverence this, so we should try to esteem to this. But you know what? You can't really do it anyways, so just don't worry about it. Oh, I can cuss here and there, but, you know, it's all right. God loves me. That's pretty good Catholic doctrine, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's exactly where that came from, because the apostles didn't teach no nonsense like that.
That's right.
Just might as well run it or anything you want to, because there's no law. But when you trespass across that word of God to some creed or tradition, let that go ahead and sink in deep. If you trespass across the word of God to some treat or condition, you have passed over that line between mercy and judgment. That's right. You must stay right in the word. I like that. Right in the word. Not one jot shall, or one tittle, no eye shall pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not fail.
Amen.
It's got to be. Aren't you glad you serve a God that don't waste time? Aren't you glad you serve a God that when he says something, you can rest your soul on it, that he means it? And that goes for the good, and that goes for the bad. That goes for his blessings, and that goes for his curses. And you and me should be mature enough Christians to realize that when we make mistakes, we do things wrong, we shouldn't wonder why things happen.
Amen.
And we should have enough surety to know that he's only allowing that to bring us back to fellowship. Just because you're going through a hard time doesn't mean necessarily you've been suffering for wrong. Sometimes just God wants to test you once in a while. Just see if you'll act like he did.
Amen.
If you want to go ahead and yield to the flesh, it'll be the easy route. I'll tell you that right now. It'll be the one that wants you to go ahead and spout off back, right? Go ahead and defend yourself. Tell them how wrong they were and everything
that's
they
right.
did.
That's right.
Christian thing is to back up and say, you know what, Lord? Just like David did. Remember David? That man kicked and spit on him and everything else. And that, I think it was Abishai. Soldier was going to say, who spits on my king? I'm going to cut his head off. And David said, now he didn't just say don't do it. He said the Lord had him to do that.
Right. Mm.
Now just because somebody does what the Lord wants them to doesn't necessarily say that's going to be a good thing for them. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Because he was doing the word that God wanted him to, but that didn't mean he was saved by no means.
Right.
It's the same with that man. You find out later on that the only reason he even lived as long as he did is because of the mercy of God. But he still was he ended up dying for that, leaving the word of God. Let's turn in the Bible to a few portions. Is that all right? Colossians 3. I know it's somber, but it's the word anyhow. And we must preach it. We must tell the truth.
Amen.
Colossians 3. Take me a drink real quick. Verse 5. That first word is mortify. Before I go on, I just want you to know that mortify means to put to death. You go to other languages, you'll hear the word mort, and it means death. So when he says to mortify, it means put this to death. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuous, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That's the truth of the word, no matter what people want to say about it. If you're guilty of those things, the wrath of God cometh because of those things. No man will stand in the presence of God and act like he's just. They will fall like little wimps because they know what they really are. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime. Just sometime. Not the whole time. When ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these. Can we go ahead and put these all off tonight? Is that all right?
Yeah, amen.
Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. I'm going to go ahead and throw this in there, but you know our old little Christian cuss words we all want to use?
Sure.
You tell me how that ain't filthy communication come out of your mouth. What good is that? But, actually, Jesus said every idle word will give account. And an idle word, yeah, you understand? I ain't going to say one because I don't believe in saying it, but those little substitutionary cuss words. Is that
That's
all
right?
Come on.
I'm just going to leave that alone right now. But everything out of our mouth, look, if it's just filthy, and that's just worldly in my opinion, if it's just wasting time, idle words. What's an idle word? A word that has no purpose behind it.
Exactly. Right, amen.
We'll give an account for every idle word. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to... Isn't this amazing? He had to tell Christians this?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd have figured it out. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't just put it on now just as some Joe Schmo, I'm just nobody, I'm a worthless. Put it on as the elect of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. The first thing we need to hear. Bowels of mercy. Just let it gush out. Is that all right? Just have mercy everywhere. You can't go wrong.
Amen.
Kindness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against, oh, brother I like. Brother that likes football too. No, against anybody.
Amen.
Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
That's right.
That's right.
And above all these things, above all this, put on charity, which is the bond, the melting glue, the glue that holds it together, the bond of perfectness. Hallelujah. It's hard to preach to both groups sometimes. I'll tell you what, I can see why when Jesus was saying the book of Revelations, I bet that was tough on him, wasn't it? I'm going to speak to both the good church and the bad church at the same time. That's what I feel like right now. Just trying to get it across to both groups. I want you to know, if you don't know that you know that you know that you're the elect of God, you have the wrath of God coming. Because you're taking the word of God, which is God, which is the blood of Christ, the life of God that came from the blood, and you're trampling under your feet. You're guilty of it. You might as well drove the nails in his hand yourself.
Sure.
Because you're just as guilty. You can't go wash it off. Pilate tried that. You can't wash it off. The only way to get the blood of Jesus Christ off your hands is to just get it all over you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad to be found in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Not having mine own righteousness after the law, but the righteousness which is of faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't even let, never. Look, right there. Let's just take that little scripture and apply it to our lives now. When anger comes up, who's doing it?
Satan.
Trying to get you riled up. Fight it off. Amen. Say, but they deserve it. You do too.
Right.
Let it go.
Amen.
You want mercy?
Extend mercy.
Amen. If you want love, extend love.
Amen.
If you want bless, bless.
Amen.
Others. Let's go to the book of Revelations. I'm going to try to skip ahead here. I'm going a little bit longer than I had originally thought. Maybe somebody's pulling a word out of me. Who knows?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 15. How many hears Jesus Christ speaking tonight?
Yes.
Amen. I appreciate that. Verse 15. Everybody's got this image of Jesus, don't they? This kind, humble little man, just loves everybody. The Good Samaritan, right? That's not who's coming back next time. That was last time. And we're still in that day of grace. But here's the one that's coming back next time. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, these people had lost their minds. They were so scared. They're talking to rocks.
Right.
They can.
Wow.
And you'll do that if you're terrified enough. You'll just start spouting off to anything because you're looking for God, but they know God's not there. Said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the wrath of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Brother Bram talks about, I don't remember if this is on tape or not, don't hold it, but I know he talks about he had preached disappointments at judgment. And he said, you know, the bootlegger, the prostitute and things, when they come to judgment, they wouldn't be surprised by no means. They know. They know. They don't deserve it. They're sinners. They've done this, then right, and they don't care. Just like that woman that came to Brother Branham. Remember, she had that one opportunity to receive Christ, and she turned it down. She said, Brother Branham, I could see my mom sizzling in a pot or a frying pan in hell and wouldn't think twice about it. Wouldn't mean nothing to me. That's how cold and hearted her heart was, trotting the foot or under her feet the blood of Christ. And the Holy Ghost comes into a service, and you hold on to your sins. You don't let them go. You're doing the same thing. It's not just a church service. We ain't here to play church. This is a fearful thing for the sinner. And that's why most times sinners run from churches, services that actually have the Holy Ghost in them.
Yeah. Sure.
If you want to know if you're preaching truth, see if truth still sits.
Amen.
Because remember, whatever you are has to produce.
Yep.
So if you don't have the right nature, you only can feed on what's right so long, and you can't take it anymore. You might hold out a little while like Judas did, but there came a day he couldn't help it no more.
I can't do this anymore. I gotta be who I am. And one of these days, church, oh, we try to be sinners, don't we? We try to make these mistakes. We do this wrong. We do that wrong. We just hate it. But one of these days, we're gonna produce just what we are.
Amen.
And that day needs to be right now.
Amen. Amen.
Every day. But I ain't talking just in one little measure, one from faith to faith to faith. But one of these times, it's just gonna be faith. There's going to be nothing else in us. Everything of unbelief will be destroyed. Amen. And I will stand into a, I'll walk into a body just like his.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
And aren't you glad you got the down payment from
Amen.
Now?
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to earn that body. It's waiting on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We understand that Jesus is coming back first for the church in the rapture. We understand that. You'd be surprised how many, if you listen to any kind of Christian radio things, all the different views on the rapture and how it's going to come to pass, it'd really make you want to start praying for people. Because like I said, disappointment's a judgment. When he comes to take the bride, that's it.
Right.
That's it. It's just the bride. Ain't nobody else. That is the elect of God. Let me read that quote. Brother Branham says this. He says, "Now I don't want to scare you from the third seal. I don't think it's this way, but I just want to tell you what he said. And you know it yourself, as it was in the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved by water. 8 souls out of the world be saved by water. Well, you say, oh my, there's no need of me trying. Right? If there's only going to be 8, I might as well just go ahead and give up. Remember when they had the epileptic boy and they brought it to the disciples?
Right.
They said, we just can't do it. Most of us think that Jesus should have just went and said, it's all right. You tried hard. No, sir. Oh, you fools. Where is your faith?
Amen.
Here's Brother Branham talking about there's only going to be 8 souls going this thing. And you said, well, there ain't no me trying. Ain't you being humble? Look what he had to say about this.
Right. Amen.
That shows you haven't got the kind of faith you need. If there's just going to be one,
amen,
that'll be me.
Amen.
Because I believe.
Amen.
See? That's the way you want to believe it. Be me. Sure. I want to live so close to him that I know he's going to take me when he comes. I believe it. So if everyone else misses it, I'm going to be there by his grace because he promised me that. And I know I'll be there because he can't lie.
Amen.
And I know my soul and life bears record. And I tried to live daily just like he was coming. So I'm going to be that one. That's the way you want to feel.
Amen.
And we think, oh, the prophet, he just did that because he had all these wonderful miracles and God had just blessed him and showed him grace. No, he says, that's the way every one of us need to feel.
Amen.
You should have such a rock solid faith that if God said, either you or Brother Branham made it. Is this all right? You need to know, I'll make it. Hallelujah. Just like Abraham, right? Like Father Abraham. Through this man, this son of yours, you will raise a nation. Now go kill him. Guess it's true anyhow because he had faith. The father of faith. And that's the kind of faith we have. I don't care if everybody denies the message. I don't care if everybody else in the church looks more spiritual than you. If you know that you know you have passed from death unto life, you have been changed from this vile creature into the image of Christ, you must be there.
Amen.
Because you're always there.
Yes.
Yes. I believe it.
Amen.
It's the truth. That's the way you want to feel reading now. If there's going to be 8, I'll be one of that 8. Going to be 500, I'm going to be one of that 500. Don't know about the other fella, but I want to be one of the 500, you see.
Right.
See, and that's the way you want to remember it. See, and if you don't remember it like that, there's something wrong with your faith. See, you're not sure you're saved yet. You're just guessing at it. Don't do that.
Amen.
Too many people got hope and no faith. They really do. And we are all tempted to think like that. Because there's always that little part of death in a man that he just doesn't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
It scares him. You know why? Because we were never made to have anything to do with death.
Right.
But because of man's own choice, it's what's that law called? The law of entropy, that everything's tending to disorder.
Everything falls apart if you don't do something about it. And that's true because we're fallen.
Amen.
They're exactly right, but it wasn't always that way.
Right.
How do you get order out of things that always tend to disorder?
Uh-huh.
You see, how did we even get a world in the first place if everything just tends to disorder, everything just falls apart? It was perfect when it started.
Right.
But the first day of man's sin, everything snowballed right after that, right? Because what did you do? You had this perfectly built house, this mansion, and you took the support beam right out in the middle and pulled it out. It doesn't matter how well the rest of it is, does it? It just went ahead and crumbled. And that's what happened to the human race, and that's what happens to this world. It is falling apart, and we are at the climax where it's just going to fall apart so fast.
Amen.
You know why God let that happen? It's so we'll get our eyes off this world and realize we are leaving.
Amen.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
Yes, Lord.
That's why the message came. It didn't come for us to set up a new denomination. It came for us to go home.
Amen.
That's the only denomination I want to be part of, the one you're born again into. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And I'm glad I finally, I don't know, when you preach the word and stuff, it's very hard once in a while, because Satan will just make you think that you're reasoning with it because you're saying the word and you know this or you know that. No, no, I've realized if you say the word, God's accountable.
Amen. That's right. That's good.
You understand what I'm saying? We get so timid with the word because we don't want to hurt their feelings. If it'll save their soul, hurt their feelings.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
Trust me, on old judgment day, they'll be thanking you. I know there's people I'm going to go back and say, thank you. Thank you for not lying to me and tell me I was okay without the Holy Ghost. Because I wasn't.
That's right.
How many believe Jesus is coming back?
Amen.
And sooner than later.
Amen.
And I'm not looking for that third coming that we just read about there with the eyes of judgment and fire. I'm looking for the husband.
Amen.
My husband.
Amen.
Come take me home.
That's right.
How many loves his appearing?
Yes, Lord.
Which means his presence here. You love it.
Amen.
And as we talk about, don't sin willfully now. Get to church and be in the presence of God just to let it express out of you that you love him.
Amen.
Says, as many as love is appearing, he'll take with him.
Amen. That's good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to try to wrap this up. Jehovah Jireh 64. But remember, it'll only come to that royal seat alone. The coming of Jesus will be so secret, the rest of the people will know nothing about it. Do you know they probably won't be too many? As it was in the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved by water, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, but few there be that find it. People say they believe what Jesus said, and that came right out of his mouth, that there won't be many. Not by his desire now, I hope you understand me, it's because of his foreknowledge. You say there will be millions there, all through the ages, redeemed, sure, but the rapturing place, that's where we're standing now. What will take place one of these days? They're going to say, now you know, here we are over in the tribulation period. I thought the church was going to be raptured up before the tribulation period. So that's the truth. Not the church, the bride. The church goes through the tribulation period, but not the bride. No, sir. She is redeemed. She has nothing to be purified by. She is already pure. The Holy Spirit has come into her and purified her and took away all the filth and gum of the world. And she believes that word and become a part of it.
Amen.
That's right. Without the Holy Spirit doing nothing. Or sorry, I said that wrong. Without the Holy Spirit, nothing doing. There we go. You ain't going to get nowhere.
Amen.
It's the bride comes out of that church. And there, she's that called, the remnant of the woman's seed is left to go through the tribulation period. So why do we preach on what the lost is because it's the truth. It's the truth of a man outside, as a sinner now, outside of the presence of God, what he will become. He's not guilty just for what he thinks he's guilty of, you know, lying, stealing, this or that. It's that he took the blood of Christ, which was given for all. And because he didn't accept it, his only other choice was to trot it under his feet and count it worth nothing.
Wow.
To the point where it became an unholy thing, right? You guys go outside in the dirt and walk in that and then just walk in your house and go, oh, that's okay. It's unholy because it's under your feet. Now the Christian's got something else under his feet. Little rotten, slimy devil.
Amen.
And it's dirty. That's where it belongs. And I think this is right, but I remember them over in the current time having shoes on. Because it ain't dirty no more, dirt.
Amen.
It's nice and clean dirt. You ever envision, I mean, really, let's just go over there for a minute in our minds and just think of what it's like of all joy. Remember, there wasn't thorns and thistles. That was all after the fall. None of that existed. You just walk right through the jungle, man, just feel good. There ain't nothing gonna poke you. Ain't nobody gonna stab you. That grass, woo, it's that nice blue grass, green, you know, right out there. Just feels good on your feet. That's what I live for. And that's what I'm willing to die for. And that goes in the natural, that goes in the spiritual, that goes in the mental. Whatever I've got to die to, that Christ might live, Lord, let it happen.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's stand together tonight. Let's bow our heads together for a moment, please. I did a little research on the sermon, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God. And it said that Jonathan Edwards, some of his main points was that a man is hopeless outside of the presence of God. And not just hopeless, but he actually has God there to destroy him. But you never should preach defeat without showing where you can find victory. And aren't you glad we were sent a message to tell us where victory could be found over sin, hell, death, the grave, and even yourself. With every head bowed in this presence, where do you find yourself? The word's been preached now. It's not up to me to judge anyone that's here. It's between you and the judge. Where did the word just put you? Have you accepted the blood of Christ? Has it come into your heart and changed you from death unto life? Well, then you've got something to worship him for. But I always want to leave the opportunity because I'm not the Almighty, but I know He is. That if there's one here who has a doubt whether you're really saved by the grace of God, that can change right now. Raise that desire to Him. Again, I'm not judging you. He is by the Word of God. And if you look at your life and go, my life does not bear record of a born-again Christian, there's something wrong. Say, Lord, forgive me. Take away my doubts and fears. And let your love flow into my heart and let me be born of the Spirit of God. Even if you know you haven't experienced it, Satan's trying to get you to doubt it, say, Lord, just take that doubt from me right now. I don't want to doubt this no more. I'm tired of being up and down, left and right. I just want to know that I know. Lord, he'll come. He'll stand right there. Say, well, I know, but I just need a little fresh touch from him. Ask him. He'll show up. Bow your heads now. Be reverent. Does anyone here have need of healing? I believe you can be healed just by raising your hand this evening. He's the same God as He always has been. Now you accept it and believe it. Let's pray together and let's talk to Him about what's on your heart. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for giving us the truth in this day. Lord, that we wouldn't be deceived one way or the other, but Lord, when You showed us the light, You showed us the darkness at the same time, for the light exposed the darkness, Lord. And we're so happy that though we found ourselves in the darkness, You didn't leave us over there. But You shined the light all the way through that we could come back and walk in the light with You. We thank You, Lord, for Calvary tonight. And I pray that each soul and divine audience tonight, Lord, would know that that blood has washed their soul of all sin. And that they don't have to live like the world anymore, but Your Spirit can come into that soul and quicken it and give it life, Lord. And let it live like You. Lord, I don't know the hearts of the people. Only You do, Lord. And I pray You'd help us to be deadly sincere now with ourselves before You. Lord, that if there's only going to be eight, Lord, let our faith be so strong in what You have done in our lives that we'll know we're one of them. Grant it, Lord, to each one. May not one of them tonight, not me as well. Lord, don't let us leave with one doubt of that old rotten enemy. But Lord, let us walk in a full assurance of faith, knowing that we have been bought with a price. That, Lord, You didn't make us to destroy us, but You made us to have fellowship with us. And we're happy to know that You died in our place, that we might live with You forever. Help each is sick and afflicted tonight. Lord, I pray that your spirit would destroy all the works of the enemy in this place. That, Lord, as we leave tonight, we will know that God is real. That we are in the hands of the living God. Not a dead God, not an idol, but a God that speaks. A God that answers prayer. A God that changes our lives. Let it become a reality to each person in this audience tonight. And when they go from this place, Lord, may it just be rooted in their heart that it can't stop coming out, but it just keeps bubbling on out. When they're on the job, it doesn't matter what's happening, Lord. They're not living for this world. They're not living for that job. They're living for the world to come. And let that rivers of living water flow out of each member in this body, that the supernatural might be done to prove that this message truly is right. Lord, let the message live, which is you, in the hearts of every person. May you show that you are the same today as you've always been and always will be. Lord, we're hungry for your coming. Help us, Lord, to be diligent, knowing that the time is short. Let us redeem the time with all our heart. Take away our foolishness, our reproach, our backslidings, Lord, our looking left and right instead of straight and narrow. Forgive us, Lord, of all that. Try us again, Lord, just once more. Let the Spirit of God just fill us from head to toe. So we know that every doubt is gone, every effect of unbelief is out of our lives, and even this body of flesh is now under subjection to the Word of God in us. Grant it, Lord, to each person. Equip them, Lord, by your Spirit. Thank you for your grace and mercy tonight. Thank you for your love, and thank you for the truth. We give you the praise and ask this all to be so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that together now.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. Help me reach.
Oh, do you believe it now? Are you happy for his coming?
For you and me, for I've been watching. And I've been waiting just any day.
Oh, we worship and thank you, Lord.
His face I'll see.
Sing it again with all your heart.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
For I've been watching and I've been waiting just any day.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
His face I'll see.
Just picture him now. He's right there.
Just
yield yourself to his presence. Just tell him how much you love him.
My Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you. Because he lives,
God, give it to my sister tonight. Lord, she goes through her prayer because she struggles for the kingdom of God. May you honor that faith and raise her up, Lord, to press them on her battle. May you hear her prayers, Lord, and testimonies come back and just continue to encourage her. Lord, you hear everything she said. That she's faithful, Lord, you're there. Give her the patience of her, Lord, knowing that you are the saint, God. Saint comes, Lord, and tries to beat her down. May there be a power inside of her heart and ways to help her to fight another day. She's just a little tired, but I know she's there. And may her feet go on to love her as long as you need her. Give her battle, oh, Lord. Give her peace, give her comfort, and thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for loving her. She's traveling on my sister up there.
Back into your own. Tell my brother with your heart. Jesus Christ.
Christ's name we pray. And believe it. Say it, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be. Yield yourself, the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdom's above. Let him take over. Take over every part of your heart. Yes, Lord. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdom's surrender it to Him. I surrender all, Lord. And Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The King. Oh, give it to Him now. Let Him into your heart all the way. And Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdom's up. Jesus be the Lord of all. One more time with all your heart. And Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdom's up. Let's all just raise our hands and thank Him and praise Him. Oh, we love You, Lord. Be the King of all my heart, Lord Jesus. Oh, I praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God. Oh, thank You for Your mercy, Lord. Take full control of my heart, Lord. Let all my affections be on You. Thanks, Father. Help me, Lord Jesus, just like You, Father.
Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Receive the word tonight. Amen. You find yourself in Him with all peace and all joy and all love. And I got one song to sing before we get going. Is that all right? Now, you got to believe this now. Don't just sing it like it's just a few words. I want you to sing this just the way it's written.
Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King and His royal.
Yes, Lord.
for your blood.
It flows.
Now flows through my veins. And I drew a trail.
Oh, but no more.
And I now can say. Child of the King, and oh yes, I'm a child of the King.
Glory to God,
His royal
flow, yes,
Lord. It now flows through my veins. And I now can say, oh, praise God, praise God, oh, praise God, praise God,
yes,
praise God, praise God.
One more time. Think you believe it tonight.
Yes,
glory to God. How many's happy to be a Christian?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Give him another hand clap. Yes. Keeping you a little long, but is the time well spent?
Yes!
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm going to sing a song that my little guy might like a little bit here. It's not in our book, it's close, but this ain't the one I know. Yeah, that key will work. We'll do that. Soon and very soon,
we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Oh,
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Joy will be there. We are going to see. joy will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going
soon and very soon. One more time.
And soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. And soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
Come on, let's pray. Higher, higher.
Woo! Higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Higher, higher. Lift Jesus higher. Higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher.
And lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Lower, lower. Stop Satan, lower. The lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan, lower. And cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. And cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 higher. All right, stop that devil. Let's go. And lower, lower,
lower, lower, lower, lower.
Get him way down there.
Lower, stop saying lower.
Yes, lower, lower,
lower, lower, lower, lower, lower, lower. Stop saying to lower.
And cast your burdens
unto Jesus, for He cares. For you, cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for
you. Woo!
Yes.
Come on,
and
sis.
The redeemed of the Lord says that it is all.
Hallelujah! Give Him praise. It's true. Woo. Oh my. I'm definitely two men right now. You see me standing here, but one of me's on the ground. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be a Christian?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. Whew. I'm gonna go ahead and let Dad sing. If you want to sing that,
Jesus,
we'll sing. You're dismissed tonight if you need to go. God bless you. Sing. God bless you, saints. Worship Him. Tell Him what you want, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell Him what you want.